It wouldn't be wild, and I said, well, we do have a wild plum, yeah, but about all it's good for is to make jellies out of, jams, or something like that.
A place where they
had good to make jelly, though.
Yeah. A place where they grow a lot of peaches and everything, you call that a peach?
Orchard.
Yeah. Did you, now, when you ate the peach, you might bite down on the what?
On a stone or on a seed.
What different types of peaches did you have?
Well, they had a cling stone, generally. I don't know what the name of them be. And then we had the Alberta peaches. Once in a while, a salesman would come through the country, you know, with fruit trees and sell them some, you know, and they'd buy one. We never did take care of them. You got to be so particular with them, just like you are with a baby, mind you. And you got to treat them for this and treat them for that and treat them for other things, you know. And consequence is, sometimes they lasted pretty good. I got two little old trees, one out there in the yard, one out there by the fence where it threw peach seed. Nearly every year they have maybe a half a dozen peaches on them. They're pretty good. Some years the worms eat them up, and they'll die down.
Yeah. Did you ever have any other kind of wild fruit trees around here?
Well,
you had plums, any little ones?
Well, they're pretty good size, not extra big, but, wild plums, there's several different types of them, but they wasn't edible, you know. They were sour. They'd make jelly to who tied the dog. We'd have crab apples. They was apple-like, but they're small, you know. And all this good for to make jelly. They made different from the plum jelly. It always, whenever they had it, crab apples, get some crab apples, or they'd make crab apple jelly, and then get plums, and wild plums, and make wild plum jelly. And then June, the plum, what we call tame plums, they get ripe and make some tame. Every one's a different type of jelly, you know.
Yeah.
And then muscadines, they get ripe in September. Well, a lot of times they'd make muscadine jelly and make blackberry jelly and blackberry preserve.
You ever get those kind of berries that are red? Some are red and black. They got a rough surface to them?
Well, they got grain-like outfit to them. Dewberry, and we have the mayberry, and we have the blackberry.
Do you get raspberries?
I reckon they grow here, but all these others grow wild, you know. We always had more berries most of the time when I was coming up. We don't have them every year now. But the dewberries, vines will come up all out around the edge, the fence rows and everything else, and climb, go up, and one thing or another, make a berry. Sometimes they're big as my thumb, man. Now, in the riverlands, they get great big things. Most all of them are big, that big and bigger. What they call the dewberries. And the blackberries are milder. They're smaller seeds and everything. Dewberries have the bigger, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, those little bump-like outfits, you know. They're made up of bumps.
Yeah.
And they seed in every one of those little outfits. And blackberries have a whole lot smaller.